Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. Have I a treat for you? Our friend today, Lee Brett, although he has two first names, he's the CEO of Ambigram. He is also a podcaster. It's called Football. We're blessed to have him on our show. Go fund yourself. We're going to talk all types of sports and fun today. Welcome, Lee Brett, to the Playbook.
Hey, everyone. Hey, David. How are you, buddy? Good to see you again.
I'm doing great. Great to see you. Now, a lot of people probably have seen an Ambigram, but they don't know what it is. If I told them, it'd be a great trivia question, I'm sure. So let's start with defining what exactly an Ambigram is.
An Ambigram is a word that can like spell something one way, and then it has multiple ways. If you turn it around, it can spell another word, or it can do a mirrored reflection. So I have one design that says Kobe, and in the mirror, it reflects back icon. I even have a hat here that says Kobe. But this one, if you turn it around, it actually will change to icon.
It's so cool. And so you're building a fashion brand on transformation, identity, and art. And it really enforces how we can change the way we look at things, so the things we look at change. And this is such an essential quality today of how and what we do to give meaning to everything we see. What was for you the impetus or the inspiration in building this fashion brand based on transformation, identity, and art?
It's funny how do you understand how it came about, how I actually started Ambigram?
Let's tell everybody. That's a great story.
it's an interesting story. I actually have the picture on my other screen here of it's called The Picture That Changed Everything. Basically, it was Patrick Chan was wearing an American Hustler hoodie on the World Series of Poker final table on ESPN. It was a clothing brand that I owned in the pool industry because I play pool professionally and I coach pool. And Larry Flint, who people will know, God rest his soul, even though I have my moments with Larry. The guy from the Hustler Sex magazine and the Hustler Casinos, he owns a Hustler brand. He was watching because he loved poker, and he's seen this, and basically it started probably the worst 4 years of my life. There's a book that I've wrote about it. I had to sleep in my car. I defended myself in federal court against all these super lawyers, told I couldn't win. No one's ever done it in the history of US, and all these crazy things that happened. Middle of my lawsuit, I came up with an ambigram that said American one way, and you flipped it around and it said the word hustler. So I said, hey, if I make my brand like this, will this work? You don't see the word hustler. They said no. So I'm in Ohio and I'm in this really cheap place I used to live in and trying to save money because I'm struggling with this lawsuit. And it was like my grandmother was speaking to me in my ear. She's like, Lee, you need to buy this right now. And I looked at the trademark and nobody had Ambigram. And that was the actual start of what became Ambigram. And that was in 2015, 2016, I think that was now. So that's the long story into a shorter version of what happened and how it came about. And over the years, I've just had this vision of people are always looking for different meanings these days and how society has changed so much in the last, say, 10 years alone. That just ambigram, I look at words differently now, and I feel like there's more than one meaning, and people create these logos like the Tom Brady logo and the Big Ten logo, the Milwaukee Brewers with their glove, and they're always trying to be creative artists. So it was like I thought ambigram could be so big just because the potential it has to flip these words and make people look at things in a different light and have more than one meaning. So That's where the inspiration has came from. And I figured sports would be the first industry that I would try and work in. So.
And you are a professional pool player, instructor, a fan favorite coach as well. In the world of sports, we have millions of dollars that are spent on emotion for logical reasons. When I started as CEO of Lee Steinberg Sports Entertainment, Lee asked me, what business are we in? When I asked him, why would you hire me? He said, what business do you think we're in? I said, well, you're the most notable sports agent in the world. He said, no, my job is to make money off of irrational middle-aged men. And that's how we make money. In that irrationality exposes the emotional connection that people have to sports brands.
Yes.
And they stand for something. And just like Kobe stands as an icon, that makes sense.
Yes.
This seems to be a great play with technology that you own the trademark on Ambigrams and can create a process to create these digitally through AI that will be very, very valuable someday for people to go ahead and input their favorite player with their favorite emotion, their favorite team with their favorite description. And this could be done electronically as you grow. Is that something you're looking at?
Yeah. So it was actually when I filmed your show, Go Fund Yourself, Sal, real great guy. I remember having a meeting with Sal, and Sal was like, oh my God, I love this. It's so cool. You could do this for all these different industries. And he gave me ideas that I'd never thought about, like the wedding industry and other industries. And I was like thinking, well, I want to build this generator. I've been building this alphabet of all these letters to build this generator where people can go on the website and then they could put it in and we'll customize the product for whatever they want to do the ambigrams with. And like you said, they could pick their players and their emotion or just themselves and their wife's name and or their kids and create like bedding for them. And it was like the technology that I'm working on to get this done is like you said, revolutionary to get this done because it has so many avenues that you can go down and now all of a sudden it opens up. So I was testing it the other day with my alphabet that I'm building. I'm still building on the AI. And I came up with a soccer player. I was looking at these famous soccer players. I have a list of some of them on here. And I was like, okay, let me see. So I came up with Mbappe, who's a very famous soccer player. He's French. I turned his name into France in literally 5 minutes. So now his name Mbappe says France, and it's really clear. And it's really, and I was like, wow, it's amazing. Like from where I came 9, 10 years ago to one word trademark with Flint in my lawsuit to now that I'm getting really close to being able to just like, I have to pull these off my computer and I'm building myself. Obviously I'm working on the AI to get this done, but I feel like the potential is so big. I probably haven't even touched on 10% of what it can possibly do. So it's exciting times, but it's still a lot of work ahead, but obviously it takes finances to get that done. That's my biggest hurdle, I would say, at the moment.
So. Yeah, well, let's take care of that as well, as we'll get into that side of it to drive traffic to people that want to participate in the crowdfunding aspect and to support you. You do some speaking. You are an advocate for some great characteristics of successful entrepreneurs: resilience, persistence, rebuilding, regrowing after trauma, setback, failure, and mistake. We both share that experience as well. As an advocate, looking at what you're doing, what are some of the best lessons that you've learned for young entrepreneurs that listen to the show about when shit's not happening the way you want it to happen, or even worse, in our case, when the evidence is contrary that you're ever going to get to where you're supposed to be or better? What are some of the things you learned along that journey?
I feel like I'm still learning that journey now as well with Ambigram, but I've noticed that if I find myself having a purpose, like I have a list of things that I have to be done. Like my lawsuit was like, if I sat down for 2 minutes and thought about the actual situation, I'd be overwhelmed. I would be overwhelmed. I would just quit. I'd be like, I can't do this. I'm not like, it's too impossible. If I don't think about that and I just say, no, I can do this because I can achieve anything. And I just focus on one thing at a time. Before you know it, you've taken all those steps, I feel like, down the road, and you look back and think, wow, I've just traveled this far and I didn't realize it. If I can get this far, I can go even further and keep going. I feel like having a mindset of just keep going is more of like, obviously Nike is just do it, but I'd say you just keep going, just don't quit. What's the saying? Winners never quit and quitters never win. I feel like it's having belief in yourself and actual having some confidence and belief in yourself that anything is possible. And trying to set those boundaries for other people to follow and just be an inspiration to others that, hey, everyone goes through tough times, but it's what I found is like it's the making of you when the going gets tough. It's like, what am I actually made of? I think you find out who the real people are when things are down, especially in sports. You find you'll see players that will uplift their whole team because they just refuse to lose. I think that's what it was. I refused to lose. I just said, no, he's not gonna effing beat me, Larry Flynt. No chance. I'm gonna win. Even though I found out afterwards it was 100 million to 1 to win, that no one's ever done it. But if someone had told me that, I might have quit. But I'm like, no, I don't quit. I refuse to lose. And I'll just, at least if I keep going and I don't get there, at least I had to go and I tried. Do you know what I'm saying? So
Yeah,
I feel like it's just keep
exactly.
going because we never know what tomorrow could bring. Tomorrow could be the light that we need, that breakthrough. So I don't know
I love
your
it.
experience on this. I know yourself, you've had those moments. What
Yeah,
pushed
we
you
all
through?
have. Yeah, for me, it's faith and wisdom. So once I started to realize, one, and a piece of advice I would have given you and the Larry Flynt was find someone that's already there and ask them for directions. Because somebody could have told you, here's a better way to do it. Why don't you find a lawyer that will settle this thing on contingency, saving him the legal fees that you're willing to fight till the end, or just faith. And you had the faith and have the faith. I'm curious on something else before we get to the funding side of it. Out of all the podcasts in the world, I would think you would have one of the leading pool podcasts, billiards podcasts. But you have a football podcast, a soccer in America, we call it. But it's called football. Why did you decide not to do a pool podcast?
I feel like I stopped coaching pool recently to focus on Ambigram. And I coach soccer. I'm actually, after we filmed today, I have to travel to Atlanta to for a big soccer tournament for the teams that I coach. It's just I think it's more of a passion of mine, like we said about with sports, with that emotion. I'm a massive Liverpool fan. I love football. I play pro, semi-pro. I had to stop playing to focus on my pool and my snooker career. And it's something that's just always been a huge passion for me. I mean, I love pool. It got me to where I am in America. It brought me to the greatest country in the world. I'm in America. I'm the coach of the biggest pool league in the world. And I still coach pool all the time. And people message me every day and I'm there. And I just felt like I needed a new direction and I needed a new challenge. And I felt like, even though I'm a bit crazy, I feel like pool's always there if I need to go back to it. Like it's a safe haven, if that makes sense. And I love football so much. And my buddy, me, and my buddy, real, everyone's like, you two should have a podcast. You guys are hilarious. And we've done quite a lot of episodes. And I found, to be honest, it's pretty tough because I need to put my time into Ambigram. So we've probably put the podcast on hold just for a little while. Because I need to really focus, and he has his own business as well, and it's actually he has a billiard business, and he was a professional pool player as well, believe it or not. So it's funny,
That's
my buddy
great.
Tony Crosby. I think it comes down to the emotion at sport. I mean, what team do you support, David? I mean, you must be a big fan of some team.
Yeah, well, I'm a, believe it or not, a Man City guy.
Oh, you are?
Ironically,
So you.
yeah, which is weird. But then again, I love American football, born, raised, played it in college,
Nice.
represented the biggest players ever to play the game, partners with
Yep.
Warren Moon. So it's hard to get away from my roots of the NFL. But I will
I love
tell
the
you, I've
NFL as well.
gained great appreciation for, with the World Cup coming up, for football around the world. I was blessed to be CEO of Samsung's phone division when they went to the quarterfinals in Korea, which was,
Nice. That was huge.
against Italy, huge. And I was ironically in Italy when Italy won the world, when won the championship, when they were in Germany. But I was in Italy with all the Italians,
Oh, you was?
drinking
Wow.
Jägermeister in a bar. Nobody knew I didn't know Italian. They just figured I was Italian the way I looked. One of the best days of my life is they were carrying me out of the bar from buying everybody so many drinks when they won. My wife had no clue because she was sitting outside, had no interest at all, drinking a latte with an elderly Italian lady. Could have no clue, like, why are they carrying this idiot out of the bar? And then it was me. Let's finish up though. I want everyone to support you. I think this is a nine-figure, 10-figure business. I think once the technology is there, that you're going to be able to have on demand in
Yes.
every industry, every
In anything.
category. Is, yeah, people anywhere where emotion is tied to a name, births, wedding, anywhere emotion is tied to a brand or a name, Amber Graham is going to be the latest and greatest. People are going to love it. They're going to be all over TikTok showing off their Amber Grahams. How can people fund you today?
I'm finalizing the Wii Funder, which will be ready for the when the show airs on Cheddar TV. Also, I will probably add something to the website, ambergramus.com. And I'm literally right now, the last few days, I've actually built the Ambergram drop formula. And it's a big manifesto of everything I'm going to do for how I'm going to do like the Supreme model, where I'm going to do drop number one. I'm not going to say what the Ambergram is going to be, but it's to do with my story and how it started. As I build the AI into the background, obviously that's something I want to do. After week 12, we're going to go and launch the sports lines of the sports team, which I need licenses for them. So I'm building up to doing that. And obviously I'm going to build that from TikTok and Instagram. And in the meantime, obviously the investors would be to help me grow the AI side of it, which is where the big bucks is, as they say. So
I want one of the first ones that says, Meltzer and then Be Kind. Your name's much easier because you have two first names. You could just do Lee and Brett as one of the first Ambergrams. But everybody, let's watch it on Cheddar on January 15th, Thursday. It will be available, a WeFunder campaign. Everybody should pour into this company and this entrepreneur. That's what WeFunder is all about. That's what our show's all about. Check out Go Fund Yourself on Cheddar. Check out Ambergram. Check out Lee Brett everywhere, whether it's in the football field in Atlanta or in the billiards rooms around the country and the world. He is someone that brings the best out of himself and others. Ambergram, a fashion brand built on transformation, identity, and art. Go ahead, change the way you look at things. The things you look at will change. Lee Brett, thanks for joining me.
Thank you, David
Meltzer. Thank you.
Appreciate your here time.
Appreciate you. Lee, thank you so much. This is Dave Meltzer with Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.